Gary and Braden are friends with ideas. Terrible ideas. When the phone rings, it's a special kind of conversing. Here you are, you're invited to listen in. So please allay your fears, lend us your ears. When you get that itch, the pitch.
Hello?
Hey, Gary, how are you?
I'm doing all right, Braden. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Gary, I got this idea. I think it's a pretty good idea, but I wanted to run it by you before I really get into the testing and the marketing and then selling it to President Obama.
No, that all works. I was making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but I've got some time.
Really? Oh, you know what? That's an amazing coincidence. Were you using America's favorite peanut butter and jelly sandwich time saver, Goober Grape?
Well, you know me. I like my peanut butter to be as jelly-like as possible, and my jelly to be grainy and granular, like peanut butter. So, of course, I was.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Great. Fantastic. All right. Now, this is my thought. We already are saving potentially hours of our lives using Goober Grape, because then you can use the one jar. You don't have to get out two jars. You got your peanut butter and your grape jelly all in the same place. But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. You put your knife in to get some peanut butter. You put that peanut butter on your bread. Then you got to take the knife out. You got to rinse it off. You got to clean it. And then you got to put it in again and get the jelly out. And when you're done with that, you got to go clean that knife. That's two cleanings. It's like way too much work, right?
Sometimes I just get out a new knife. Or sometimes I'll use a paper knife because I'm lazy and not sustainable.
Yeah, I'm sure. I didn't even know there were paper knives, but yeah, okay. This is my idea, Gary. What if you had a knife? It was one handle, but instead of having one blade at the end, there were two blades. Then you could dip it in, get both peanut butter and jelly at the same time, and spread them on your sandwich.
That would be incredible. I would be like 2/3, like 66% of a Wolverine.
Yes, absolutely. You could get a couple of them. You could get that and maybe a regular knife and then be more like a Wolverine. But yeah, I think it could really save some time, save some effort, save America.
Yeah, and one of the things, you know, they talk about how what we have too much now of is hope, and we have too much, you know, money around. But one thing we don't have enough of is time.
You're right. We absolutely don't have enough time. And I think this product, which I'm calling the Geminife, could solve that.
Ooh, that's good. You're going to get a lot of single moms using this, and they all love that astrology shit.
Yeah, absolutely. And everybody knows Gemini is the twin, and knife is a knife. So you put that together, twin knife. Here's the thing. You only have to clean this once in between each usage.
That's awesome. And because I mean, one of the things, like, when I make a sandwich, there are a lot of dishes that get involved.
Okay.
You know, because sometimes, you know, so I get out my jar of Goober, America's favorite time-saving jelly peanut butter combo.
Yeah.
I get out a large spoon. I spoon a dollop of peanut butter and then take a knife to that spoon and spread that peanut butter onto the plate. But I need to wash both.
Yeah.
And then that's not even getting into my staging plate that I use for this.
No, I completely understand, and I think the Geminife can help out in that sort of situation. Now, each Geminife is handcrafted by Amish immigrants. What do you think about that?
From Omland.
A lot of them are actually from Pennsylvania, and we bring them out here to the West Coast, where you and I sometimes occasionally live.
Yes, where we both are sometimes simultaneously. Yeah. Yeah, and I, you know, I like that. You know, one of the things that we talk about in America these days is that the plight of the immigrant, and you know, what skills do Amish people have, you know, other than, you know, building novelty cutlery?
Yeah, well, novelty cutlery and apparently some sort of like space age heaters that they can create, but it's their dedication to their craft that really comes through to bring you the superior product that is the Geminife.
I'm thinking with this Geminife, you're not only going to get people who Goober enthusiasts, you're also going to get collectors who are going to want a nice wall-mounted piece that's handcrafted by an omelet.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Gary, you mentioned Goober enthusiasts. I want to take this up a notch, Gary. I know you've been thinking about the Gemini and how what time it's going to save you putting the knife into the Goober grape, pulling out both the peanut butter and the jelly, and spreading it on the sandwich. But let me throw an advanced technique in here for you. Because of the structure of the Gemini, you could potentially put the peanut butter on one piece of bread while simultaneously putting jelly on the other piece of bread.
That's and then it just
and then
put
you
them
just
together.
Move the knife and you've got yourself a sandwich.
I'm hearing like a kid, like some kind of mascot, a kid song, you know, just like a put it together. Put
yeah,
it together.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Put it together. It's catchy, right?
It's hip and happening.
Yeah, like some kind of rapping peanut butter grape creature.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, with knives for arms. Put it together.
Yeah, you know, something.
Put it together.
Yeah, so like some sort of a peanut butter grape bunches, like bunches of peanut butter balls holding Geminis dancing.
Yeah, just boogieing down. Get the kids in. They're going to be like, Mom, get a Gemini. I'm tired of you wasting your fucking life in the kitchen.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Even kids would be hip to this sort of knowledge.
Kids love sticking knives in things, too.
Yeah.
Like, and if this doubles that efficiency, like, I don't see any reason why they wouldn't, you know,
okay,
be doing this now.
You know,
go ahead.
You mentioned kids sticking knives in things. I just thought of something that would really be beneficial. Gemini, for when you have toast stuck in both slots.
Oh, shit.
You can pry them out.
Yeah. Yeah, and the handle would be non-conductive.
Sure,
so be
I
safe.
Have thought of that before, but yes, that would be a good idea.
I just say you do a lawsuit, my friend.
Yeah, if we make the handle out of some sort of rubber.
Yeah. Rubber handle, Gemini. I've gotten toast stuck in both sides of the toaster before.
Oh, really?
I was just trying to make you feel better.
Oh, okay.
It's not true. So one thing I was thinking of, could you use the Gemini? Like, let's say you had a jar of conventional jelly and then a jar of boring peanut butter.
Yeah.
And then a third empty jar. Could you use the Gemini to create Goober from scratch?
You know, it just might work. I think if you were able to get it in there, if you put the two jars, the jelly and the peanut butter, next to each other, you might be able to reach in and get enough from both jars to put it in the middle and then kind of stir them together.
That's what I'm thinking.
Peanut butter and jelly separate to their own, you know, little kind of stations, like oil and water. Like, they don't really mix. If given enough time, they will separate back out into that pinwheel formation.
Okay. That's good to know about, like, peanut butter and jelly in their natural habitat. I just assumed that was the uniquely grainy jelly and oily peanut butter from Goober that has all the essential oils and slimes that I need in a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's a special kind. It's America's favorite 2-in-1 snack food for a reason.
Yeah. Now, would the Gemini work with any other time saving products or condiments?
I'm trying to think of some really good examples. Perhaps a liverwurst and mayonnaise spread, kind of like a if you will, like a Goober grape, but liver mayo.
Yeah, like some kind of grandpa nightmare. Like some kind of thing that your old immigrant uncle eats.
You know, we could do it. We could call it mayo worst. And
yeah. And the worst would work for both senses of the word.
Yeah, you know, something like that would be ideal. I'm trying to think of something else. Maybe if you're mixing two kinds of hummus together and you want to spread that on a pita.
Yeah. I mean, you could probably spread this on just any flat surface.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Yeah, so would you be able to use this as some kind of trowel? Like a double trowel? Like, let's say I've got, like, a sealant mix and then also a emulsifier mix.
Mm-hmm.
And you know me, I'm always working in the garage.
Yeah.
Could I use this to apply both evenly and at the same time?
Yeah, I think so. We could maybe come up with, like, a Gemini that's kind of expanded into something else, like the twin trowel. And, you know. Kind of go from there, maybe just a slightly bigger design to, I think that's a good idea. I like that.
Now, are there any special versions of this? Like, one of the things I'm imagining is like a a special themed one with each blade of the Gemini. If like one is Remus and one is Romulus, and
we have twins through the ages. We have that. We have Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen, of course. Sure.
The fat guys on the motorcycle.
Yeah, the two fat guys on the motorcycle. Yeah, we have Haley Joel Osment and his twin, who was conceived in the womb, but that's regardless, still a twin.
But does that one have like a little like tiny cocktail knife? It's like a full size knife, and then this little withered, useless, you know, kind of like one of those spreads for a handy snack.
Yeah, yeah, kind of like a cheese knife to go along with it.
Yeah,
for when you're eating your deviled ham and cheese kind of spread.
Yeah, much like Haley Joel Osment's creepy little vanishing twin.
Right, exactly. Just spreading
and
it out.
I assume this works with Goober Strawberry as well.
I haven't tested that.
Ooh. Something we'll want to get on before some dumb kid gets himself killed.
Yeah, that's true, because that could totally backfire. I didn't even know there were people who still ate Goober Strawberry. I thought they were kind of chased out of the country.
You can still get it in some, like, out here there's a grocery store chain called Food for Less, and it more or less just sells expired and forgotten food.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that you can get Goober Strawberry out there.
Kind of a, okay, good. All right, I'll have to put that on my task mask to make sure that I make, you know, try to get that place closed down.
It's a good idea, alert the FDA.
Yeah.
Where the premise of the story is that we sell expired food, somebody should probably step in. It's right there on the, you know, right there in the design doc.
Yeah.
So how much is the Gemini gonna set me back? Like, you know me, I like to collect knives.
Okay, so. Now that's the thing. One, it is a very unique knife. You're not gonna find a lot of double bladed knives out there that aren't replicas from a Final Fantasy movie or a game.
Mm-hmm.
Two, you're having to account for the superior Amish craftsmanship here. So
if Amish are known for anything, it's for their knife craftsmanship.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
Crafting weapons, not the Amish.
Let's say, you know, you want to get a collectible sword and you go to the Comic-Con and you find a master sword of Hyrule and you say, oh, $75, that's worth it. Okay, now, the thing is, that was just made in some sort of factory in China. I'm talking about real omelets working hard to make sure that you have a Goober Grape time-saving device. A device that will bring you up through the 22nd century. That's right, the 22nd century. and into the future from there. So I'm asking a pittance when I say that each Gemini is only $29.99.
That is remarkable. That's really cheap even as far as regular knives go. Like, for that price, I could only buy, like, something like 30 or 40 butter knives.
Right. Well, you can't cut a can with it or anything like that. Like, it's really just
No, but you could cut two soft beets at the same time.
In fact, it would even be really good if you wanted to make, like, strips out of bread. You could probably do that. I don't know, in case you were making French toast sticks.
Yeah, yeah. Why should Burger King have the monopoly on those? I'm sold. I'm in on this product. Now, is this something that you'd like me to invest in, or is this something that I can purchase now?
Well, I've already started making...
I'm never actually clear how this works.
I've made a few of them with some of the Amish that I brought over here. So they are available for sale, some of the early prototypes, but we're hoping to roll this out into mass scale soon. So,
can I recommend a Kickstarter with a lot of emails?
Two a day, at least, one for each blade.
Well, and then you could filter your email for, like, A blade and B blade.
Yeah, we call it lefty and righty, but, you know.
Yeah. I'm sold. I'm 100% into this.
Fantastic. Thank you, Gary.
Yeah, one of the things, I mean, I just think about, like, if I had the Gemini, my sandwich would already be done even before you called. It'd be kind of a paradox.
It's true. If you would have had it, you would have already been eating. And then
that would have been too full to answer the phone.
With a mouthful of food.
Yeah. Just imagine what that would have been like.
Gary, quick idea. Does the Shave Cave need two bladed straight razors?
Now, one of the things about the Shave Blade is that they've recently got an endorsement from the Schick Corporation for their new X model, where they don't actually tell you how many blades are involved. You have to actually do an equation to solve for the number of blades.
Okay,
so
that's
similar to algebra. You don't know until you're actually shaving, and they're like, well, this feels like 7, and then you check your math and do the online math lab component and figure out if you have the right number of blades.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so unfortunately they're spoken for, but there are a lot of other, like, and there's, you know, there's like a bread carving cave I heard about that opened up in Kentucky.
Okay.
There's the Goober Farms National Park over in Wisconsin. There are a lot of places where I think this is going to see a lot of play.
I think so. I think the Goober Farms is probably the best place to look.
Sure.
Get a Goober Farms sponsorship and then be, or like endorsement rather, and really take this thing all the way to the top.
Yeah, when it comes to cutlery elections, they say that once you get Goober Farms, you're more or less in. It's the Florida of peanut butter jelly time savers.
Yes, I agree. Well, thanks again, Gary, for listening to me, and I'm glad you really like the idea. I'm excited for it, and I think this one's got legs.
Yeah, let's just say it's got blades. I'm sorry, that wasn't that good. But I was trying to come up with a slogan for you real quick, buddy, and I just, not so great.
Yeah, I'm having trouble coming up with my own slogan. Something like, the Geminife. It's two knives.
Knife to see you? The Geminife. Wouldn't it be knife to save some time?
Yeah.
Good night, sweet prince.
Good night, Gary.